He scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And, of course, we hopefully are going to have get some things straightened out here. We're having a little trouble with transmission, so we'll have to see if we can get that part of it straightened out. As soon as we do, then, of course, we'll be able to go ahead and get our special guest on the line. But this is certainly talking about the problems that we're facing today, and we're going to be talking about cancer. And the fact that there are a lot of treatments for cancer that are not readily available in the United States. And the guest that we're going to have with us today is Connie Strassheim. And she's written a book about Defeat Cancer. And as soon as I can get this things going here, hopefully we'll be able to. Connie, are you there? We're having a little difficulty. Well, maybe if I press that button. Connie, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, our guest is Connie Strassheim. We certainly appreciate so much your being with us, and you've written a book, Defeat Cancer. So give us a little background. I mean, certainly we have a war on cancer. We spend billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars a year, trying to treat patients with cancer. And yet, of course, you've interviewed 15 doctors who say that there are lots of other alternative methods that are not being utilized. Why don't you pick up the story?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Stan. Well, thank you for having me here. It's a great honor and privilege. And this book that I've written, it's what I did. It's a doctor interview book, and for this book, I interviewed 15 doctors who treat cancer with integrative and naturopathic medicine. And the reason I wrote the book, I felt it was necessary just because of what you said. There's so much money that has been spent on conventional cancer treatments, and in reality, the cure rate for cancer has not been increasing. In fact, it hasn't increased much at all over the past 60 years. Despite the fact that we've invested over $250 billion in research. And so I felt like that there were better answers out there than what conventional medicine has been providing. And sure enough, as I've researched, I found that to be true.
All right, fine. Well, now, basically, you interviewed 15 different doctors. Are these American doctors? Where were these doctors
from? Yeah. Well, 10 of them are within the United States, and then there are 5 that are overseas in other countries because overseas doctors have a little bit more freedom to treat cancer as they would like. And so I have a physician from Mexico, another from Germany, another from Denmark, and so they use slightly different treatment methods than what doctors in the U.S. use, although there is some overlap, which is really comforting because it just affirms the validity of what doctors are doing here, you know, that the fact that physicians around the world are using similar treatments in integrative medicine is a sign that they're doing something that's really working.
All right, fine. Well, of course, I guess it's kind of stress. I mean, basically, those of you who are regular listeners to our programs know that we've been featuring a video called Cancer Forbidden Cures. Cancer Forbidden Cures. We think it's very important that you know that there are treatments for cancer that are not allowed in the United States, treatments which are and have been proving to be effective, but there's an organized effort to block the utilization of those treatments in the United States. We'll be back in just a moment with Connie and as we talk about her book, Defeat Cancer. Well, Connie, what are some of these alternative treatments?
Well, you know, there are a lot of them, but there are some that are widely used in integrative medicine circles. And
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
The ability of the immune system so the body will counter the cancer rather than they using, of course, chemotherapy agents, which may very well kill the cancer, but of course they destroy the immune system in the process, and then the radiation suppresses the immune system. Surgery, I think most people agree, we need to know what the cancer is, but certainly some cancers you can't cut out because the real problem is the immune system. One of the things she suggested was the use of certainly of insulin to lower the blood sugar. And I'm going to let you explain. Now we have all of our patients, all of our stations listening. How does this whole idea of using insulin work? And then, of course, once you've given a patient insulin, lower the blood sugar, then what do you do?
Yeah, insulin potentiation therapy. This it basically makes use of the hormone insulin to make chemotherapy drugs, whether natural or synthetic, more effective. And what doctors do is give patients 1/10 of the dose of chemotherapy after administering insulin to the patient. And what happens is, in the process of administering insulin, the cancer cells open up the receptors so that they become more receptive to whatever you give them. And so by administering glucose along with a chemotherapy substance, it effectively allows more chemotherapy to enter into the cancer cell, but it doesn't destroy the body because the dose of chemo used is only a fraction of what's given in full-dose chemotherapy, but it's not only more effective, but it also doesn't destroy the immune system, which is vital for beating cancer. And traditional medicine seems to disregard this fact because full-dose chemotherapy and radiation just actually they destroy the immune system.
And here's Dr. Dino Prado we've had as a guest on our program several times. He's with the Invita Medical Center, and they do advertise with this, but that's the treatment that they use there. And I'd never even heard of this before, but the whole idea of lower the blood sugar artificially. And then, of course, the cancer cells are starved because they want to get the sugar.
Yeah.
So then you can give about a tenth of the dose of chemotherapy. You do not get the harm from the chemotherapy, but, of course, the cells just, the cancer cells want that sugar. And, of course, the sugar has a chemotherapy agent attached, so it's much, much more effective. An ingenious method of approaching that. Now, what's this about using the enzymes? How does that work?
Yeah, and just a quick note, just to mention something else about the IPG therapy. There is a growing number of doctors that are using it now, and you know, people will find arguments on the internet that it's not safe to lower the patient's blood sugar, but there have never been any reports of severe damage done to a patient as a result. And so, I just wanted to put that out there for those that might find some contradictory evidence on the internet. This other treatment, which are pancreatic enzymes, this is an invention that came from an early 1900s English scientist named John Beard, who believed that cancer didn't come from mature cells, but rather from residual placental or trophoblast cells, that they're called, which are found in all of us and which are scattered throughout our bodies. And cancer cells are like placental cells in many ways. Their molecular biology is really similar to placental cells. And Beard, he discovered that what stops placental cell growth in a fetus is when the pancreas develops. And so this then led him to formulate a thesis that pancreatic enzymes could control placental cell growth. And since placental cells are like cancer cells, pancreatic enzymes can therefore control and kill cancer. And there's a physician in this book in Defeat Cancer named Nicholas Gonzalez who uses pancreatic enzymes on his patients, and he has a very, very high success rate, upwards of 80%. And there are a lot of testimonials on his website.
All right, fine. Well, you just told there. It's basically, of course, our guest is Connie Strayheim, and certainly we're talking about the use of enzymes in the treatment of cancer. Connie, you don't by any chance have a radio on in your home, do you? Or just...
I don't at the moment.
Okay, fine. That's fine. My engineer is trying to track down. Sounds like a little music are feeding through here. But basically, there are all these alternative treatments. Now, certainly I've heard about this treatment in the past. Why is it that these things are not widely used in the United States? Certainly, I don't think that either the insulin therapy or the enzyme therapy are widely used here, and yet they've been found to be very effective in the treatment of cancers.
Yes, and unfortunately, cancer, like a lot of illnesses, is a very political disease in that the treatments that are available to patients are made available based not on scientific evidence, but rather pharmaceutical interests, and because what's made available is based on what drug companies would like to promote, and since natural substances can't be patented, then there's not a lot of research that goes into developing them or promoting them, and in fact, their use has been suppressed. Dr. Brzezinski, who uses the anti-neoplastins, he came to the U.S. Many years ago and began using them on patients, and he was taken to court many, many times by the FDA, but he eventually won a case against them because he had so many patients that came to him and testified to the effectiveness of the anti-neoplastins. But sadly, cancer, unlike so many diseases, is a very political disease.
Well, that's a rather frightening thing to consider. Certainly, we've interviewed Dr. Brzezinski, and we've interviewed Tom Elias, who wrote the book about it, and Major Navarro, whose son was blocked from getting effective treatment from Dr. Brzezinski by FDA officials who wanted to irradiate his brain and destroy his mind, because basically you lose about 25% of your intelligence, a child does, after the full brain irradiation. Mm-hmm. And the family didn't want that. They should have the right to make the decision.
Of course.
But they would not allow that, and that boy died a horrible death because of the bureaucrats.
Oh, yeah.
And we actually have interviewed Major Navarro. It's a heartrending story. Now, basically, of course, what are some of the other alternative treatments that are out there? Did you run into this whole idea of actually simply growing T-cells, killer cells, in large numbers specific for the cancer and releasing them into the body?
Well, you know, there are a lot of therapies that are immune-boosting therapies or immune-modulating therapies, which basically, rather than directly killing the cancer cells, what they do is they improve immune function so that the immune system can do the job of killing the cancer cells. And there are a number of different therapies that are used to do that. Fever therapy is one of them, and because by increasing the body's temperature, you increase the number of T cells in the body that are used to kill cancer. Hyperthermia is another one. Thymus therapy. Mushrooms are used, medicinal mushrooms. They also improve immune function. And then there are also a number of botanical and vitamin substances which also improve immune function and thereby the body's ability to recognize cancer.
Is there any truth to that? I hear people talk about transfer factor and how important that is. Is this really an effective treatment?
Well, you know, transfer factor can be really effective, but as with all therapies, it depends on the situation because no two patients are alike. And that's one fact that the doctors emphasize in this book is that each patient requires something different. And that includes the immune-boosting substances. The doctors in this book didn't mention transfer factor, but I know from personal experience, I had Lyme disease, and I used it in my Lyme disease, and it was really effective, but other people I know used it, and it didn't help them quite as much. So again, it's just really individual.
Well, what part does surgery play? I mean, do these doctors believe that a patient should have surgery, at least cut out the cancer that's readily available?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. You know, some of them do believe that surgery is appropriate in certain circumstances. However, I think the vast majority would agree that it's overused because there are natural medicine can shrink tumors and make surgery not necessary, but in certain situations it is. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say, if you're out there in the listening audience, our guest is Connie Strayheim, and basically we're talking about her book, Defeat Cancer. That's Defeat Cancer. And if you'd like to give us a call, you have a question for her, a wire telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And how do you pronounce your last name? Is it Strassheim?
Yes, Strassheim, yes.
Strassheim, okay. My producer left an S out of the middle of your name there. So
that's okay.
That's all right. We'll get him to get that corrected under any circumstances. Connie certainly has written a book on Lyme disease. Did we ever interview you on Lyme? Because I remember your book so well.
Yeah, but we did.
All right, I thought we had. And
yeah.
Of course, this Defeat Cancer is the current book. And
yeah.
Basically, these going into alternative treatments, which are available. Now, they're not all available. What are the treatments that are not available in the United States or available in other countries?
Well, you know, the doctors here, I don't see them using as much hyperthermia. I believe that you can use it here, but for some reason, the doctors here don't use it as much, it seems like. And then things like ultraviolet blood radiation isn't used quite as much.
What about oxygen and the oxygen therapy? Is that the...
Yeah, and that is used, but I believe it's used even more in Europe. And then treatments like mistletoe, rice machines. Especially rice machines, those are absolutely prohibited in the U.S.
Well, why are they prohibited in the U.S.? They seem to be very effective. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We go right ahead. Basically, we're just saying the rife machines really used very, very effective. Are they effective when they're used in Europe?
Yes, and in fact, one of the doctors...
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
If you'd like to call, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And I was just telling John that we do carry a book on Laetrile. It's called A World Without Cancer. It's written by a good friend, Ed Griffin, who I first met 49 years ago this December. So I've known Ed for a long time. But of course, he really thought Laetrile was very effective. But then, of course, he's not a physician. He's simply writing from a historical point of view. And all the persecution that was used to suppress an effective cancer treatment in the United States. But I personally was contacted by Dr. Dean Burke, who was actually in charge of chemotherapy research at the National Cancer Institute, a division of the National Institute of Health. And Dr. Burke personally told me that he said, I've studied, I'm in charge of chemotherapy research. Lantrio works better than any of the chemotherapy agents we have. The patients feel better. He says, I have three filing cabinets full of information on Lantrio. But he says there's an organized effort to block its use. But it is far more effective in chemotherapy. It's not going to cure everybody, especially if they're too far gone. But when you take it, you feel better, your hair doesn't fall out, and the results are far better than chemotherapy. This was outlawed, not because it didn't work, but because it did work. Mm-hmm. And because there is, ladies and gentlemen, there's a suppressed effective cancer treatments in the United States. I believe it all has to do with certainly with population control. If you go to this website, it's called Quackwatch. I talked to the people there. They told me how terrible Dr. Dean Burke was. But who finances Quackwatch? Why, the big pharmaceutical companies, of course. So they'll call anybody a quack. Who, of course, has an effective cancer treatment. We're talking about a multi-billion-dollar industry, and we're also talking about a population control agenda. And believe me, cancer is the chief cause of death today. Back in the early 1900s, one person in 17 got cancer. But now that we've launched a war on cancer, one person in two or three gets cancer in America. And the leading cause of death, could you do such a bad job unintentionally? John, did you have another question?
Well, yes. Other than Lantrio, I was wondering about the other treatment they discussed about nickels. They said to swallow three nickels a day for 30 days.
All right, fine. That's because you got to get the nickel into your body. Have you ever heard of that, Connie?
You know, I haven't. I haven't heard of that.
I tell you what, John, I would not do it because, of course, nickel, you're going to get a heavy metal into your body,
yeah.
And, of course, it's going to suppress your immune system. I would, if I was going to use the alternative treatment, I certainly would not use nickels, okay? Anything else?
Is Lantrio actually available today?
No, it's not available. In fact, if you, it's criminal to use it here in the United States. You can go south of the border and get it. Very inexpensive treatment, but here in the United States, where we spend billions of dollars on cancer, you can't, don't have the right to get the effective treatments that might save your life. Anything else? And I personally know of a woman who was sent home to die with pancreatic cancer, and they just said, go home. And she went down south of the border, and she took the Lantrio and, of course, the diet, because diet's very important, and she's as healthy as I am. I mean, we're talking about 15, 20 years later. She had CA pancreas.
Wow.
Anything else, John?
No, you answered my question.
Okay, God bless. Thanks for calling, and let's go to Pam is calling from Spokane. Again, I number 1-888-24 Liberty. 1-888-24 Liberty. Hi, Pam. How are you doing?
Hi. I wanted to ask Connie about. Somebody had told me if you get hydrogen peroxide and you dilute it and you put it in the IVs, that would kill the cancer. Did she hear anything about it? Or
Connie, go ahead. What are your thoughts on that?
Sure. A couple of the doctors in Defeat Cancer, they mention hydrogen peroxide as a treatment, and they do use it intravenously. I personally, I'm just a lay person, but I would not do it on my own. And I do think that it has to be used in conjunction with other treatments, herbs, and other things that kill the cancer. Because one thing that's really important, which these doctors talked about, is that you can't just defeat cancer with
We seem to be getting some interference. Pam, I'm going to have to cut you off.
Okay.
Thank you. You're listening on the air, though, here. Let me just say that Basically, the Invita Medical Center does use hydrogen peroxide and oxygen therapy, and they seem to get pretty good results with that. Mm-hmm. Our telephone number, 1-888-24 Liberty or 464-8295.
While the storm clouds gather. This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Phone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY out across America, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And Connie, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get your website and how they can get copies of your book?
Yes, the book Defeat Cancer can be found on the internet at cancerbooksource.com, and it's also for sale on Amazon. And we are in the process of getting it distributed in health food stores as well. But for now, the best source is cancerbooksource.com.
Okay, fine. And Chris, if you have a question or comment, my telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Scott calling from Amsterdam, New York. Scott, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. Cody, the question I have for you is, any of the doctors that you interviewed, did any of them stress the importance of alkalizing your diet to get your body out of an acidic state?
Yes, absolutely. Now, that's an interesting, I have to preface that with the thought that there are a few cancers that actually thrive in an alkaline environment, but the vast majority are acidic and thrive in an acidic environment, and so whatever you can do to get your body into an alkaline state through diet and supplements is really important, and some of the doctors in Defeat Cancer do discuss that.
So I think it depends upon the type of cancer there, Scott. They would not all be benefited, but some of them would. However, diet is the most important thing that you can do. You've got to change your diet totally and get off of any proprietary foods and sugars and stay pretty much with a veg-and diet. Okay, anything else, Scott?
No, that's all. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, very good. Well, once again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly our guest is Connie Strassheim, her book, Defeat Cancer. And basically, of course, gets into a subject very close to our heart because we think that they are intentionally doing a lot of things to promote cancer. But, you know, people say, who in their right mind would want to promote cancer? Well, nobody in their right mind would. But if you read what these people talk about, the necessity of killing off literally billions of people, why? Of course, these people are not in the right mind. And whether it would certainly be people like Bertrand Russell or Jacques Cousteau who talked about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day, or Ted Turner, one of the richest men in America, who's openly said, we've got to eliminate 95% of the population of this world because he doesn't want to volunteer to be one of the first ones, or certainly Bill Gates or the Rockefellers or so many of these billionaires that are involved in this whole network of entity. Eric Pianka, a professor down at the University of Texas, who's openly talked about the necessity of killing 90% of the population. Of course, he wants to use Ebola. I believe it was Keane, Sam Keane, talked in 1995, a world summit, a Gorbachev world summit meeting there, and he wanted to get rid of 90% of the world's population, the Georgia Guidestones. These are people who really do want to eliminate most of the world's population. And until you go to Alberta and you see the Georgia Guidestones, and of course the Ten Commandments come from the very pit of hell, everyone acknowledged. The Georgia Guidestones, very expensive, certainly granite monument there, put up by a secret society, who nobody knows who they are, financed by an individual, a man who wouldn't even use his own name. But point number one is maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. Of course, what they're talking about certainly is eliminating over 90% of the world's population. You need to go to Alberton and see the monument. Or you can, of course, see copies of it on my webpage at RadioLiberty.com. I think I was probably the first person to write about the Georgia Guidestones. It's certainly one of them. But they don't want the public to know. There really is a genocidal program. And these people, of course, make Hitler look like a piker. But the thing is that Hitler was only able to kill, you know, maybe 20 or 30 million people. These people have already killed several billion, and they are in the process of killing them today. And they intend to kill billions more. They know what they're doing. And one of the things I am convinced they're doing is blocking effective cancer treatments. Connie, when you were studying this and talking to people, did you ever get the idea that there almost seems like there's an intentional effort to block certain very effective cancer treatments?
Yes, unfortunately, Stan, that is the case. And I don't understand the entire agenda behind it, except that the pharmaceutical industry does make a lot of money in cancer treatments, and so they have a vested interest in keeping natural treatments that work. They have a vested interest in blocking them from being made public and from researching them, and the problem with that also is that the drug companies, they also work with the FDA, and because the government is also involved in it, makes it even more difficult for these treatments to become known. But the fact is, there are effective treatments for cancer that work for even late stage terminal cancers. Dr. Brzezinski, for instance, all of his patients are people that have failed chemotherapy and radiation, and he is able to bring at least 60% of those patients into a state whereby they can either live with their cancers for years or go into remission with their cancers. And but you're right, there is an effort to cover up truth. And the interesting thing is that when I set out to write this book, I wasn't looking to talk about politics, but I found out that it's really impossible to discuss cancer without talking about politics, because politics has heavily influenced the type of treatments that are made available to people. And so, yeah, unfortunately, the treatments that work are actively being suppressed.
And it's not a nice thing to say. Most people are not going to tell you that. And most doctors, I will tell you, would certainly deny this because they have never been allowed to hear the other side. I mean, a doctor is required to go to meetings every week at the hospital. They have to keep up their qualifications, you know. And, of course, these meetings, they never discuss the alternative concepts of treatment. They never talk about the alternative treatments for cancer, which are effective. And you're not going to hear them discussed at the medical meetings because they're largely funded by the pharmaceutical company. They're certainly not written up in the journals because, of course, the journals are funded by the pharmaceutical industry. And, of course, you're talking about literally billions of dollars, and I hate to say it, but a lot of the people who write these articles have a vested interest, and they're well paid for the betrayal of humanity. And it's so discouraging. At one time, medicine was a great and noble profession. But, of course, now, of course, so much of it is, what's the bottom line? What we need to do is get back to this noble idea set forward in the Hippocratic Oath. And the ideas that permeated medicine when I went to medical school, although we were there, of course, to serve the people. Medicine was great because you made a good living. But you got a good living, but it was a byproduct. Your primary job was to take care of people and get them better. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, are there any other forms of treatment that we haven't talked about? We've talked about the enzymes. We've talked about the insulin therapy. We've talked about the anti-neoplastins. That's Dr. Brzezinski's treatment. Or we've certainly talked about Laetril. We've talked about oxygen therapy. What about this ultraviolet therapy you mentioned?
Yeah, well, and Stan, that's just one therapy that's kind of mentioned as an adjunct treatment in the book. But ultraviolet blood irradiation therapy functions in a number of ways to disable cancer cells. It first of all, it kills pathogens in the blood. It stimulates the immune system, and it also increases oxygenation to the tissues. And cancer cells don't like oxygen, so it's a treatment that Dr. Esslinger in Defeat Cancer uses. And so that's one thing. But there are a lot of treatments in this book. It's just amazing the number of treatments that are used. And so besides those that you've mentioned, there's also intravenous sodium bicarbonate, which alkalinizes the body, vitamins A and D, which vitamin D prevents angiogenesis. It improves cell-to-cell communication. Vitamin C in high doses is cytotoxic or toxic to cancerous cells. Vitamin A stimulates the immune system, helps it to identify cancer. Mistletoe, that's a major therapy that's used now in the United States as well as abroad. And mistletoe is very effective for treating cancer. It's been used in Europe for many, many years. There are a number of other botanical treatments that function to disable cancer in a number of ways. And I could keep going. There's a treatment called sono and photodynamic therapy, which is used by a doctor in England. And this therapy basically makes use of light-sensitive substances, which when placed under light diodes or a light bed, it causes these light-sensitive substances to light up, and this basically creates an energy reaction that destroys the cancer cells.
All right. And if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And there are many alternative treatments for cancer, but so many of them center around certainly tried to harness the natural immune system of the body and get the body to fight the cancer rather than trying to poison the cancer or trying to cut it out or trying to burn it out. Now, basically, of course, the doctors you talk to, many of them use conventional therapy along with alternative therapy.
Actually, Dr. Stan, they don't. None of them uses full-dose chemotherapy or radiation. A few of them believe that it's appropriate for a few types of cancer. I believe there are 5 or 6 types of cancer that conventional therapy has been effective for. But then again, the integrative and naturopathic treatments are also effective for these types of cancers. And there is one doctor in this book who considers his role to be that of supporting patients who wish to do conventional treatments, and he's a naturopathic doctor, but he wouldn't say that he treats cancer as that's not his primary role, that his role is more supportive. But all of the other doctors in the book don't use full-dose chemotherapy or radiation, which are the traditional forms of treatment. If they use chemotherapy at all, it's either in an IPT format or as metronomic chemotherapy, which is basically low-dose chemotherapy that is given either on a daily basis or once a week. And when it's given on a daily basis, it's basically the dose is so low that what it does is it destroys angiogenesis or new tumor blood vessel formation so that the cancer can't get food. And so rather than attacking the tumor itself, it attacks the blood vessels that feed the tumor. And the great thing about this type of chemotherapy is that it, again, doesn't destroy the immune system or the body, and you can use natural substances.
Well, now, certainly one of the old treatments was this anti-neogenesis based upon shark's cartilage, because sharks said that sharks don't get cancer, and so they use shark cartilage in the treatment of cancer. Did you run into anybody who was using that sort of treatment?
Yes. Dr. Dayton in Florida uses shark cartilage. He mentioned that in this book. So, yeah, there are just a lot of treatments. But the neat thing is that in all of the chapters, you can find similarities among the doctor's approaches, but they're all unique at the same time. So what I'm saying with that is that the similarities is that they all believe that there are certain treatments that have proven to be effective for a majority, but yet they have their own unique approach in applying them to their patients.
All right, well, let's see. Jack is calling from Michigan. Jack, did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, Dr. Stan.
Jack, I guess we lost Jack. Sometimes he has problems with his phone. Well, basically, of course, there are all sorts of alternative treatments for cancer. And certainly, I think that people, if you have a cancer, you should certainly do a lot of research on this. Now, what did you learn about diet, and what sort of a diet should people be on if they have a cancer?
Well, yeah, Dr. Stan, all of the doctors in Defeat Cancer would agree that you should not have a diet that's high in sugar, especially synthetic sugar. Some even say that eating a lot of fruit isn't a good idea. Low glycemic diet, some believe that is important. And so that's the main point. Beyond that, it becomes a little bit more subjective. Some of the doctors believe that eating meat is okay. Actually, most of them do. A few of them say vegetarian diet is better. A few others say that it kind of depends on the person and their biochemistry and the type of cancer that they have. But again, the sugar is the main thing, and just foods that cause inflammation in the body. So anything that's synthetic in a box or a can is never a good idea.
And certainly, people, my good friend Dr. Lorraine Day. Did you run into Dr. Lorraine Day in any of your efforts to interview people?
I did not, but I know about her, yes.
And she has some excellent ideas. And certainly,
yes.
And the Christian things. What about the Hallelujah diet? Did you run into that?
I didn't. And I'm not sure, what is that diet?
Well, it's basically the same thing that Lorraine uses. It's a vegan diet put out by a minister whose mother had died with the CA of the colon, and Sydney. He came down with the CA of the colon, and his mother, Chris, had had chemotherapy and radiation surgery, and she died. So he just went on to this diet, and he got well, and see, he's popularized the diet. It's the Hallelujah diet. It's Cynthia. It's available up on the internet, and Sydney, we've interviewed him. I think it's fascinating, the material that he has, and although we don't have a scientific study, he has certainly stories of hundreds, if not thousands, of people who followed his diet, who's done very well. So there's so much that people have to start accepting responsibility for their own health.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to go up on the internet and research all of these, and because I do mention the Envita Clinic down there, and in Arizona does an excellent job. So they have taken the alternative treatments from all across the country, and they, of course, combine them. And, of course, you can look them up on the internet or go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, and just scroll down to Envita Medical Treatment. Well, Jack, are you back?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. So
okay, fine. You have a question for me.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet, and we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
www.alexjonespodcast.com.
Because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations,
Big
these
brother,
dedicated men and women
mainstream
have
media,
us with fresh food
government cover ups. You want answers?
That our food supply
well,
could
so
be cut
does
off.
He. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Home
and now,
Seedbank
live from Austin, Texas,
will make it
Alex
almost
Jones.
Easy. Seedbank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden.
Get ready
garden.
For a
all
extremely important 3-hour transmission
necessary
as we simulcast on the AM and FM dial, XM Sirius, Global Shortwave, Internet Streams at Infowars.com, and live video streaming of the show at PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see the front page of the Drudge Report right now. Let's stay in Iraq, says President Obama. Then Drudge has a flashback, quote, I intend to remove all U.S. troops from Iraq by the end of 2011.
Chapter. You can
and of course, we have the same reports and flashbacks up at InfoWars.com
and
PrisonPlanet.com. drudgereport.com, okay, but Drudge has that so special way of laying it out, so we'd like to show you what's going on over there at drudgereport.com. We have a lot of important and informative guests coming up today. I'll tell you about that coming up in the next segment. Get into much of the news. The news just gets heavier and crazier by the millisecond. And I'm also going to break down the history. Just the basic history of Obama and all these wars.
DVDs
coming up later in the hour, but simply put, you remember, don't you? Critical thinking is now, quote, the conspiracy theory. If you call the Libya war a war, you're called a conspiracy theorist because they say it's not a war, even though the Pentagon's own lawyers say, no, it's a war, President. And he just laughs at them and says, well, the UN says it's not, so it isn't. And after all, they control reality, according to them. And if we buy into it and go along with it, I guess they do control reality. I love to use the analogy of the historical parallel of the Aztecs. It was mainline government policy that they sacrificed at dawn, at noon, and at dusk in every major city every day. Multiple individuals, and on holidays, hundreds, and in some cases, thousands, tens of thousands were sacrificed. And if you were to teleport beam yourself back to, say, 1,000 years ago, in the Great Valley there where Mexico City is today at the Great Pyramid, Mexico City, on, say, a solar or lunar eclipse where tens of thousands were being sacrificed to the point of their society was almost completely collapsed when the conquistadors showed up. A few hundred of them could whip hundreds of thousands of Aztecs because it was just a complete joke by them because they sacrificed their strongest, that gets into a whole anthropology history lesson. The issue here is that if you were to teleport yourself back and if you could speak Mayan to those Aztecs, they spoke Mayan, because they were, of course, Mayans were the proto-culture of all those different groups in Southern North America and Central America, but I'm digressing. If you were to teleport back and could speak Mayan to them and said, look, don't sacrifice your children, don't engage in cannibalism, that was the main meat source, the priests made their money off selling the human flesh in the markets below the pyramids, this is a bad thing, they would laugh at you and no doubt drag you up the pyramid and cut your heart out.
4489 27
Especially if you were white. The most prized sacrifice of the Aztecs was an albino. If you were an albino, they tortured you for a long period of time. And then sacrificed you, and then there was a succulent, most delicious meat available. But again, I'm not supposed to make a cultural comment on that and say I judge that as a wicked culture, just like I'm not supposed to judge the Nazis as wicked.
1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. To really understand what's going on in the world today, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it through a few times. And if you can't afford it, go to our website at radioliberty.com and scroll down to videos and then scroll down to videos to the first one. And if you can stand watching me talk for 2 hours, you'll learn an awful lot because we have a number of other videos there on a number of other subjects. But of course, this is an excellent place to start, the Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, if you go to our website, you can pull down my treatise on the population control agenda. There really is a population control agenda. They really do intend to kill off billions of people, and they've already killed several billions, and they intend to kill billions more. These are people who have a different worldview. Why do you think they've established the Doomsday Seed Bank up above the Arctic Circle with good heirloom seeds, and the people who establish it are the ones who are pushing population control? Why they want those seeds? For when they start in all over again. We're not talking about people who are nice people. We're talking about people who worship a different God. So please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. We'll be back in just a moment with our good friend, Lynn Mizzilli.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lynn Marzulli, who is an ordained minister, and certainly was an assistant pastor of a very large church in Southern California, but he gave up that position so he can be on the front lines of this battle, sounding the warning and warning Christians what lies ahead. What lies ahead? Well, I think that the destruction of civilization as we've known it. Certainly, ladies and gentlemen, the world we have known is not coming back again. This wonderful world where government was going to provide for us from the cradle to the grave, and said they're going to provide for our health care and provide for a pension for us. And it really is an ideal society, all sorts of government programs to help the elderly and to help the elderly. But the problem is, none of these were ever economically sound. We could not afford them. Social Security is bankrupt. Medicare is bankrupt. The FDIC is bankrupt. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are bankrupt. Certainly, so many of the pension funds in our states, in our counties, in our cities, they're all massively underfunded. It's said that the pension funds, the municipal pension funds, are about $3 trillion behind. And there's just no way they can make it up. And there's no way that they'll ever be able to pay off what they've promised as far as Social Security and Medicare is concerned. They're simply going to inflate them away, destroy the value of our currency, destroy the fabric of our society with the idea that they're going to start it all over again. But of course, this time, the American people throughout the world are going to be impoverished, and they're going to be joined together in this one world government, which is coming down the line. But all of these things have been prophesied for literally for thousands of years. What's happening today is not by accident. We're on the verge of all sorts of problems in the Middle East. Basically, look and see what's happening over there. We're toppling all of the governments. The CIA, our intelligence agencies, are financing these revolutions. And, of course, the United States is behind the revolution in Libya. President, of course, Obama claims that we're not involved. America is not bombing. We've turned this over to NATO, but just this last a few days, why, of course, the Air Force Times has written an article saying that American planes are involved in the bombing, and they have, you know, several hundred, at least 100 bombing runs every day. Is it that President Obama doesn't know what's going on? And I suspect he really doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't make the decisions. The decisions are made by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And President Obama is simply there as a front man for the people who really run the world. Well, with us to discuss what's going on, Lynn Marzulli. Hi, Lynn. How are we doing?
I'm great, Dr. Stan. How about you, sir?
I think it's an exciting time to know the Lord. If we didn't know him, I'd be scared to death.
Likewise, sir. Absolutely.
You go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, you know what? You know, you're talking about the collapse of society, not only in America, but certainly on a global level. When I look around at what's going on, there are millions of Africans right now that are facing starvation, literally, as record famine may be hitting that area. Here's something interesting. You know, yesterday we had a 7.8 earthquake right off of New Zealand.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Lynn Marzulli. 7.8 earthquake right off of New Zealand. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Well, I mean, and this begs the question, you know, is this business as usual or something more? And, of course, in Watchers 2, which I know you carry, and the reason why I keep harping on this, people need to see this video because it has answers to what we're looking at. You know, that seven, what we're seeing, Dr. Stan, is a 7.0 or greater almost every 10 days, sometimes even quicker than that. I mean, I haven't averaged it out, but it's one after another after another. And a 7.8, that's a major shaker. I mean, that's not some little tumbler that you can just fluff off. Now, within the same 24-hour period, I've never seen anything like this. In fact, when I saw the pictures yesterday morning, I thought, you know, it's Photoshop. It's got to be Photoshop. It can't be real. And, of course, I'm speaking of the haboob or the dust storm that engulfed Phoenix. That plume of sand was 5,000 feet in the air. 5,000 feet. It covered the city. It looked like a scene out of the movie The Mummy, which was made, I think, about 8 or 10 years ago. Almost exactly like that. I've never seen a sandstorm, anything remotely like that, certainly not in the United States. Then we look at it. Right now there are, I think, as of this count today, 15 major, not little brush fires, major wildfires threatening New Mexico, Colorado, Nevada, Wyoming. Then you go with North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida. And then we move up into the center of the United States, and we see exactly the opposite. Flooding in Montana, oil spill in Montana. Flooding goes to North Dakota, South Dakota, and you know, people aren't talking about the Midwest, but in the sense of Nebraska and other states, but they're flooded with water. I mean, it's absolutely, in my opinion, unprecedented. And it begs the question, once again, is it business as usual or something more? I believe these are signs of the birth pangs. And, you know, it's just not, in fact, I'm looking at a story now, 2011 flooding set to rival worst in U.S. history. Well, what people don't realize is that last year, in the summer, Russia experienced between 500 and 600 fires. What the press, the mainstream press, isn't covering any of this, pretty much. They'll focus on Casey Anthony, or Wiener's Wiener, or Arnold Schwarzenegger, or Charlie Sheen, or Lady Gaga, you know, down the list it goes, the bread and circus to keep the masses entertained. Meanwhile, you look at a story like this, 2011 flooding sets a rival worst in history. On the other side of the globe, in Russia, last year between 500 and 600 major fires, which impacted the wheat crop, impacts the commodity. Well, guess what? This year it's worse, according to my sources, according to different news sources I've been reading. It's worse. And again, the flooding in the heartland of America is going to impact the commodities. Now, look, it was just one
example. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Linson is talking about how everything has changed. We're seeing things like we've never seen them before. Probably about every 10 days we're having a major earthquake somewhere in the world with over 7. We've never seen so many major earthquakes before. Hey, pointing out that massive dust cloud over Phoenix. Did you see it? I mean, what was it? Clouds going up, what, 5,000 feet or something?
Uh-huh.
Amazing. Have you ever seen anything like that before?
I've never seen anything even remotely close to that.
No, nothing.
When I saw it, Dr. Stan, I thought, well, you know, maybe this thing is Photoshop. I thought the whole thing was just a ruse. And then, of course, it turned out that it wasn't. After just a modicum of research, a few minutes, and it was like, oh, my gosh, it's being picked up by major media sources. This is not a Photoshop picture. This is the real deal. It's unprecedented as far as I know. I've never seen anything remotely like it.
And the flooding that we're having, you know, in the central part of the country, in the Mississippi, Missouri rivers, it's been 50 years or 75 years since they've had anything like this. And, you know, we've been up in the North Dakota, massive floods. And then, of course, we have the droughts in Kansas, and we have been droughts in Texas, and this is going to destroy the crops there. And, of course, the crops are not going to get in some places because the flooding, other places, the crops are not going to grow because of the heat, and then we're having fires, massive fires here, massive fires in other areas of the world. So in Africa, they're having real problems with the crops. They had real problems with the crops over in Australia. The wheat, we do not have the supplies of food on hand, and we may very well either this year or next year see major famine. Certainly we know that the cost of wheat and the other basic commodities is skyrocketing throughout the world. This is one reason for the social unrest over in Egypt and in Tunisia. People shouting, give us food, give us salt, give us sugar, you know, because the price of the basic things that make life bearable had just gone up so high over there. And now since we've had the revolution, things are really not that much better. In fact, in many of the countries, they're far worse than before the United States government and the British government combined to bribe the military not to intervene when the revolution took off, and of course then to depose the rulers who we had previously supported in the name of old democracy. But I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that when the elections are held, it'll be one man, one vote, one time. And in all likelihood, the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a covert CIA front organization, it's a radical terrorist organization that we fund. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we fund radical terrorist organizations throughout the world, just as we fund and provide weapons for the drug cartel in Mexico. After all, if we didn't provide the weapons, how would they be able to kill all those people? But we provide the weapons to the BATF. And then when it comes out, they say, oh, shucks, we just made a mistake, but we're looking into this, lady. Yeah, but we can't tell you what's going on because there's an ongoing investigation. But we'll get to the bottom of it, but nobody's going to get fired and nobody's going to get punished because we just don't know how we could be so incompetent. But Linda's pointing out that we're living in strange and serious times, and I think that people have to understand this is not going to get better.
Yeah.
The jobs are not coming back here in the United States. There is no way out of the problem with Medicare or Social Security. The only thing we can do is simply inflate the currency, destroy the value of our savings, and then, of course, we can just write off half or two-thirds of the debt simply by destroying that much of the value of our currency, and at least that will buy time. But the America we have known is gone because, of course, good people have been so intent about watching the Anthony case or the what's happening to Tiger Woods or Lady Gaga, as Lynn points out so well, they fill our minds full of trivia, and the really important issues, those that really have spiritual implications, are totally ignored. So you go right ahead, Lynn.
Well, here's something else to think about, and this is I'm reading this right off the net right now on one of the websites I visit almost on a, not an hourly basis, but three or four times a day. Massive locust swarm invade Russia, 20 million people affected. Here's something to think about, Dr. Stan, and people need to understand that when Jesus is telling us 2,000 years ago the signs of the second coming, first of all, he points back to Daniel, so he... And credit for this goes to Matthew Miller. We had a conversation, and he enlightened me on that, and thank you, Matthew. But the bottom line is this. Jesus is pointing back to Daniel, and he's pointing, in other words, he assumes that the readers are going to know what the prophet Daniel speaks. Well, and remember, 2,000 years ago, there were no chapter delineations like we have today. You would just read the entire book, or else you'd put a marker and stop, but there were no chapters. So towards the end of Daniel, we read that knowledge will increase and men will run to and fro over the face of the earth. Here's the rub, and this I got this about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it just blew me away, and it's simply this. That when Jesus is warning us of what are the signs of the second coming, there will be wars, rumors of wars, famine, pestilence. Certainly the 20 million people affected by a locust swarm in Russia is certainly pestilence. And troublesome times, as it said. Men fainting from fear of what is coming on the earth, signs in the heavens and the earth. Title of Watchers 2. But here's the rub, Dr. Stam. Until the modern era, there was no way to track any of this stuff. Let me give you a brief example. 300 years ago, if you were an English trading sea captain and you set sail from England and you landed in Japan 2 weeks after a devastating earthquake and tsunami similar to the one that we just witnessed several months ago in Fukushima, your guy would be there maybe. The dock wouldn't be. He would come out and greet you and say, oh, my gosh, you wouldn't believe what we saw, that this earthquake, it wiped out everything. There is no warehouse anymore. The tsunami came in. Only two other men survived this thing. Everyone else was, washed away. We don't know what happened to them. And you sit down, and he makes a written record of this with a quill pen and black ink, okay, on parchment. And you roll that puppy up, and you put it back on the trading vessel, and it takes you 3 months to sail from Japan to England again. That's if you're lucky and if you don't have to hole up because of storms or whatever. You sail back up the Thames, and you unroll that scroll, give it to the proper authorities, and that information is decimated to the populace one mouth at a time. Simply stated, there is no way to track the wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places until the modern era. And now we see, because of the Internet, because of the satellites that are in geosynchronistic orbit all around the globe, we news travels at the speed of light, pretty much, really close to it, because of fiber optics. It's in real time, and we see it. So now, for the first time in history, since Jesus told of those words, earthquakes in diverse places, how could anyone, what a ridiculous statement for him to make. How could anyone track earthquakes in diverse places until the modern era? And so we're here. Knowledge will increase, and men will run to and fro over the face of the earth. There's the prophecy of Daniel being fulfilled, which dovetails into what Jesus is warning us of. If this isn't it, I don't know what else could possibly be. Let me just end this little segment by saying this. We look at the Haitian earthquake of 9.0. Let me go down to Chile, 9.0 in Chile. Then we look at Christ Church. What was it, 7.8, 8.2, whatever it was, way up there. Then we look at the Fukushima, 9.0. Then we go back up to Alaska, 7.8, and now it's back down in and around New Zealand. The people in Christ Church, from what I've been reading, people sending me emails, people there are very, very concerned. Same thing with the people in Australia. They've been inundated by floods and fire and drought and cyclones. I mean, Category 5 cyclones are going like, what are we looking at here? Why is this happening? And, of course, you know, I believe that the Bible has the answers, and that's what Watchers do. I know it sounds like a shameless plug, but we need to get this DVD in the people's hands, Dr. Stan, so they can begin to sit down with the people that are skeptical and are asleep, show the DVD. For instance, we picked up 1,000 today. I drove to Hollywood, my wife and I, to Lightning Media. They're the people that manufacture. We picked up another 1,000 DVDs because we're selling them like crazy. And I had given one to the guy behind the counter last time I was there, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. The moment I walked in, he said, "Man, this video is incredible. Thank you so much." His eyes were all lit up, big smile on his face. He said, "Wow, I had no idea this was going on." And that's the whole purpose of the DVD, is to warn people. You know, when we look at, what are we to make of news stories? Massive locust swarms invade Russia, 20 million people affected. I mean, what are we to make of that? I mean, these stories are just unbelievable. When you look at the 2011 flooding set to rival worse in U.S. history, 5.3 magnitude earthquake strike western Mediterranean Sea. So we see with the Teutonic Plate, there seems to be all this movement like we've never seen before. Then we get the bizarre stories of the lunar movement. In other words, the moon seems to be shifting, moon seems to be out of place, seems to be rotating in ways that it's not supposed to do. Then we get the even more bizarre stories of what appears to be two suns in the sky. Now, some of this has been debunked. Okay, it's depending on where you are, it's the moon and the sun, and it appears like two suns, but it's not. It can be explained. But other shots that we've seen, we're not sure what we're looking at. Is it Nibiru? That's or Planet X or Comet Elenin? You know, and it's almost impossible to get a solid answer out of anyone. Like I told you the last time or several times back when I was interviewed here on your show, we call the Griffith Observatory, UCLA, Pepperdine University, JPL, Jet Propulsion Lab, and just trying to ask, you know, some questions. What's going on? And the door was literally slamming up. I couldn't get a straight answer. No one would consent to an interview. I mean, and this is not one phone call. This is numerous calls, leaving messages day after day after day, trying to get someone at UCLA or Pepperdine University, you know, that works there, you know, come in anonymously. We don't care. But just tell us what's going on.
Well, wait a minute now. What are you actually witnessing? What are you seeing?
Well, we were specifically talking about the eccentricity of a lunar surface. It appeared like the moon had rotated 135 degrees. We later found a paper by Dr. Lorenzo Iorio, who's a scientist, who posted on the Cornell University Library website, talking very specifically about the eccentricity of a lunar surface. Something seems to be moving or changing how the planets are acting.
Hold that thought. Of course, our guest is Len Rizzulli. The DVD is Watchers 2. Now, we have Watchers 1, but Watchers 2 is the one that really covers these things. It's masterfully done. And, of course, we suggest you get it and that you watch it, and then you get it into other people's hands. It does a wonderful job of demonstrating what Lynn's talking about. Well, go ahead, Lynn, because certainly I think that it's...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
That you really want to get is Watchers 2, and it basically goes into all the things that are happening. We've never seen tornadoes like we're seeing today. We've never seen certainly flooding like we're seeing, at least on the scale we're seeing today. We have massive droughts in some areas and over certainly precipitation in others, and this is going to have a profound impact certainly on the crops. We see fires, and of course we always see fires in the summer, but I mean these are really devastating fires. Mm-hmm. This one in New Mexico, one of the largest ones we've seen, you know, and I can't ever remember in that area. So, but it's not just in the United States. It's all throughout the world. It's mm-hmm. in Asia, it's in China, massive flooding in China, all sorts of problems in Africa. And basically, of course, we're seeing problems that are unparalleled in history. I mean, it was the floods we're having, certainly in the central part of the United States. You know, it's been 50, 75 years since we've ever seen anything like that. But this seems to all go along with certain things that are happening. You read the book of Revelation, and it talks about the time will come where you'll either buy or sell. Lest you wear the mark of the beast and not be known by the number of his name. What they're really talking about is a cashless society. Never before in the last 2,000 years since the Revelation was written has there been a time when you could have a cashless society. And yet, of course, you go to the Abbott's hardware store or go to the food store, you'll find out that so many of the people are paying for what they're getting with their plastic cards. In fact, here in California, why, and if you're on welfare, why do they give you a plastic card? They're finding, of course, those plastic cards being used in Las Vegas at strip joints and gambling nests and for prostitution, but that's all right. We're giving people the plastic cards so they don't have to have cash. They can simply spend them and a lot of them, of course, used on cruises. These are supposedly given to welfare recipients, and they're taking cruises around the world on your welfare payments that you're providing from them. But we see increasingly people relying upon the cashless society. These are times which I believe are more foreshadowing the times that are described in the scriptures. I mean, the description of what was going to happen, it's amazing. If you see Pastor Billy Crone's wonderful series on the Final Countdown, it's amazing the things that are happening that were prophesied thousands of years ago. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest, Lynn Marzulli, but of course the tornadoes, I mean, this mammoth one that they had in Missouri, in Joplin, Missouri, mm-hmm. and Sydney, and it wasn't just one, they were having 50 or 60 tornadoes, massive tornadoes in a day, and they were much larger than we've ever seen before. And I've been watching these things for a long period of time. But something's very strange here, because anybody who puts a biblical or scriptural context or put these into biblical or scriptural context is immediately ridiculed. But I think that we have to be very aware. We need to be able to see the signs of the times. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Dr. Stan. I mean, the signs are all around us. And people need to, in my opinion, they need to just wake up, turn off the boob tube, start doing some research, stockpiling food. I would say at least 4 to 6 months, start growing a garden, figure out alternative energy sources. I mean, if the grid goes down, if we have a solar flare, or if we have an event like the Yellowstone volcano erupting, or even the Katla volcano in Iceland, or the Chilean volcano right now is affecting Argentina, and on it goes. It's like people need to understand that life and what we call civilization here in the United States, is extremely fragile. The rule of law is a very fragile thing. You can see the lawlessness and the violations of that rule of law every day. Just go on the LA freeway, where people will tailgate at 65 miles an hour, 10 feet away from another car. That's insanity. That's crazy behavior. But you see it. You used to see that maybe once a year. Now you see it every time you're on the freeway.
Well, I think we're living in very trying times, and we're seeing so many acts of violence that shootings, certainly where I live, are more shootings than we've ever had before.
Yeah,
murders, a lot of them are gang murders related to the drug gangs over in the Salinas and Watsonville, but they're getting closer and closer to where I live here in Santa Cruz. It's a little disconcerting, and we're seeing, I think, this tempo of violence, increase of the tempo of violence, all across America. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest, Lynn Marzulli, give us a call.
Through the night, live a life from above.
from the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean, white with gold. Oh, bless America, my heart beats for. God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest, of course, is Lynn Marzulli and his DVD, Watchers 2. Now, don't just not Watchers. Make sure you order Watchers 2. Now, Lynn, would you like to get your website out there? And
sure.
Would you like to get in touch with you and your ministry?
Absolutely. It's lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net, and you can see a preview of the trailer or trailer of Watchers 2 and Watchers 1. By going to lamarzulli.net, we have an 11-minute trailer on my blog site, lamarzulli.wordpress.com, and you can check that out also if you would like. And that's an 11-minute trailer for Watchers 2, and I think you'll find it very, very interesting. lamarzulli.net. Thanks, Dr. Stan.
It's fascinating. Our telephone number, if you have a question for Lynn or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And there's a tendency to say, well, this is just scare talk. You know, we've had all sorts of problems lots of times before. And, yeah, we've had earthquakes before. And we have had earthquakes before. But we've never had this many earthquakes before of this intensity. And we've had tornadoes before. But never this many tornadoes with this intensity. We've had floods before, but never one that lasted this long and was as extensive, at least probably 50 to 75 years since we've had flooding like we're seeing today and the droughts that we're seeing, not only here, but all throughout the world. And this is, of course, going to have profound impact on the availability of food, which is why you really need to begin making your preparations. We've been telling you for some time now. We know that the people in government know something's coming down because, of course, our good friend Lindsay Williams told us that one of his friends had had dinner with Janet Napolitano in Washington, D.C. Janet had asked them to come up to dinner with her, and Janet told them, and I think it was probably last, about 6 months ago, go home. Do not wait. Lay in a 6 months supply of food. And this woman, who was a good Christian, she was conservative. Janet's a far leftist, but they were friends. I have friends who are liberals, and certainly we disagree. But Janet said, I can't tell you why. Lay in a supply of food. Well, we know immediately after that that somebody was buying up of most of the freeze-dried food and a great deal of the dehydrated food available in America. They seem to have completed their storing, but obviously this was a government buy. The government is doing massive purchasing of food supplies and keeping them stored away because they know something is going to happen. And they want to be prepared, at least for their people. Whether there be anything for the public, I don't know. Whether it's for the military, whether it's for government employees, we don't know what it's for, but we do know the government is anticipating a cataclysmic event and making preparations. We also know that they're building underground shelters, massive underground shelters around New York, around certainly Washington, D.C. They're building them certainly in New Mexico. They're building them in Colorado. They have them here in Northern California for the elite. Nothing at all for the common people, but they do have shelters and well-stocked shelters for the elite. So a word to the wise should be sufficient. And if you have a question at all for Lynn, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we recurrently and repeatedly have encouraged our listeners, make preparations in every way for the difficult times that lie ahead, financially, fiscally, but of course spiritually as well, because I personally believe that only spiritual preparation is going to get any of us through what lies ahead. What are your thoughts, Lynn?
Well, I certainly agree. The most important thing a person can do is have a personal relationship with the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus. I mean, we're talking about the most pivotal event in all of human history, the incarnation of the God-man and what he accomplished on Calvary by his blood sacrifice as he was crucified and hung and gave his wife willingly. No man took it from him. He laid it down himself. And if we believe on him, it was sent that he was the Messiah, and we put our faith in him and ask forgiveness for our little nasties that we all do and realize that his blood covers and takes away those sins, then we have eternal life. And that's the most important thing a person, if you're listening in this broadcast and you haven't done that, get yourself a Bible and read the Gospel of John and ask yourself, gee, is this mythos or is something else? Is it more than mythos? And, of course, I know Dr. Stan and myself and millions and millions, billions of other people on this planet believe that it's not mythos. We've had an experience that's called being born again and spirit-filled. And I think that's the most important thing a person can do. The next thing after that, they should understand that prophecy is real. And I call it God's calling card in the sense that it tells us a priori, ahead of time, what is going to happen on this planet. And does so with great specificity, not like Nostradamus, not like the Mayan calendar, or some of these other so-called seers and prophets. It's the real deal. It's great specificity, calling out things thousands of years ahead in advance. And, of course, we read elsewhere that Yahweh is God alone, and only he calls out the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. So it's very sobering stuff, but we should arm ourselves. The listeners need to understand that we are in tenuous, tumultuous, unprecedented times, in my opinion. And it now would be a time, if you have not done so, to begin to stockpile food. My wife and I have several different stashes around the property just the basic six-month supply of rice and beans. I mean, that's in case one stash gets ruined or destroyed or whatever, for whatever reason, we've got a fallback. And, that's how... not paranoid, but how prepared, because I believe it's coming, Dr. Stan. I believe it's coming. I'm not sure what is coming, but whatever it is, it's not good. And the fact that your source from Napolitano is saying that, sort of raises the hair in the back of my neck. Interestingly enough, there was a congressman, I can't remember the guy's name, who wrote to his constituents just about 2 weeks ago, telling them if you can, by all means, get out of the cities. And there's a reason for that, because when this thing hits, the cities will go chaotic very quickly. When the trucks stop rolling and there's no food and no water, that's when anarchy. All one needs to do is look at the thin veneer of civility. Look at Katrina. 48 hours, 72 hours later, the murders, the rapes, the killings, the pillaging, the robbing, the gangs, and all this other stuff. If you don't have a firearm, you should arm yourself, not to go shooting people or join some militia or something, but to protect your family and your loved ones. And if you have a problem with that, then, you know, you need to really understand that there are people that will, in dire straits, look again at Katrina, when push comes to shove, that very thin veneer of civility crumbles, and it's dog eat dog. It's the worst. What we will see is the worst of human nature. So the fact that this congressman warned his constituents to get out of the cities, move out to the country, speaks volumes to me. People are leaking it out, despite what they're trying to keep a lid over this thing, just like the nuke plant in Nebraska being threatened by the floodwaters. Again, can't get a straight answer. But when we look at Fukushima, what did the Japanese government tell us? Oh, everything's fine. Don't worry. What are all the talking heads, you know, all the iodine is being brought up. Oh, you people are just a bunch of conspiracy theorists. You're all crazy. What was it, several weeks later? The Japanese government said, oh, by the way, the reactors melted down within 72 hours, and we've got, you know, an event far worse than Chernobyl. You don't hear a peep about that in the news media. Not a peep about it. Casey Anthony Weiner, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Lady Gaga, Britney Spears. Will Lindsay be able to drink, or will she go back to jail? O.J. Simpson. And on it goes. It's bread and circus. You know, turn the junk off. Stop looking at it. Stop. And the thing is, Nancy Grace, I read this today, her ratings were the highest they've ever been because of her exposés and her covering on the Casey Anthony trial, which, see, that's the problem. If no one watched Nancy Grace, then she couldn't profit from this ridiculous so-called reporting that she does. There are either real people's lives here. You know, Anthony Weiner, and the guy, you know, obviously he was completely indiscreet and did some really dumb things. But what we see is the public evisceration, just like they did in Rome, the public evisceration of human beings, where their reputations are tarnished forever. They become pariah status. Certainly Casey Anthony will be pariah status. And it's another sign of a lawlessness of the fact that we engage and we indulge in blood sport. We're no different than the Romans. We're publicly eviscerating someone. Certainly not in the way the Romans did with, you know, blood flowing out in the arena. No, it's far more torturous and delightful because it goes on for weeks at a time as we watch this public figure just being torn apart. And not only that person, but their family, ravaged by the media. And anyone can say anything. And then, you know, what, 3 weeks later, there'll be a retraction on page 42. And yet the fact that we as a culture relish in this and thrive on it it just shows us how far we've fallen. Combined with that, of course, are the 53 million abortions done in this country. So where once again, we see that there is no sanctity of life. Someone blogged somewhere that, you know, who cares? But, you know, why should we make a distinction between, you know, this killing of his 2-year-old child and the abortion? What's the difference? And in a way, it's amazing how our society will sanction the abortion holocaust, 53 million unborn children, you know, killed, and that's what it is, killed, destroyed from their mother's wombs, and yet it's national attention when a 2-year-old dies, which, of course, is tragic. I'm not saying that it's not. But this is how twisted we are, where we make a big deal about the Casey Anthony trial, but somehow partial birth abortions, you know, don't make headline news, which is the most heinous, barbaric act I've ever read. When I first read, I got sick to my stomach, literally. I couldn't believe that in this country it was actually being allowed. And the fact that our Congress debates the validity of partial birth abortion or whether we should do it or not shows us, should tell us, should scream to us how far we have slid down this slope.
Well, I fear that,
down the rabbit hole.
Well, I fear God is going to bring his judgment on this country for abortion and all the other things going on. Well, let's go to Joe calling from New Jersey. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan. How's everybody there on the other end?
We're doing fine, except it's awful late back there in New Jersey. So do you have a question or comment?
I'm used to this kind of time. Anyhow, yeah, I got two things on my mind, and I'd just like to say, you say God's going to bring judgment on this country. God's going to be drunken upon this whole world.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure you're right. I'm looking at it from the American point of view, but you're absolutely right.
Absolutely.
He is going to bring it on Europe. He's going to bring it on the people in Asia. He's going to bring it on the people in Africa. But I think he's going to have a special place in his heart for America because we've had so much. We've been so blessed. And we've turned our back, and the church has turned its back on God, and they've refused to stand for righteousness. And our ministers, I mean, we have a few, in fact, we have a number of ministers who actually support Radio Liberty, and we do appreciate their help and support, but they're few and far between. And ministers don't make a lot of money, and when they are willing to donate to what we do, we really appreciate it. But I wish we had an awful lot more, because I'm sure that the message they're hearing on our program, they're repeating in their churches. And if you, ladies and gentlemen, have a minister locally who's willing to take a stand, you go to his church and you help and support him. But anyway, do you have a question or comment?
Sure. I have two things on my mind, as I said, and one of them is, in particular, I heard Lynn. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Okay. Sorry, I didn't properly introduce myself with you. Okay, so here's the thing. You mentioned a good 6 months supply of rice and beans. How do you measure that? In buckets or something like that?
Well, I mean, the simplest way is go get 2 50-gallon trash cans at Home Depot.
Wow.
And then
50 gallons?
I'm sorry, what?
50 gallons?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's not that much. And then you go to the store and you look for different kinds of rice, different kinds of beans, and you keep them in the containers. You don't dump all the rice into the container. You keep them in the plastic. But the metal keeps the rats and the vermin out, and it keeps everything pretty much sealed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so that's just rice and beans. Anything else on the menu?
That's the emergency stash. You can live off rice and beans for 6 months easily. Now, that's very boring. So, you know, you want to get some sauces, some olive oil, some other things. We've got a stash of everything from freeze-dried stuff, tons of canned goods. It's just a plethora of different, freeze-dried cans, soups, all sorts of stuff like that. Just a variety of food. Canned foods will last a lot longer than the shelf life that's stamped on the bottom of the can. And they're so easy to cook. You know, you can dump it. You can cook it in a can. You can dump it in a pot. Freeze-dried stuff, the same thing. A good supply of water. I'm about to go solar with my well pump and my pressure pump. I'm doing it myself. I'm making the cells and getting the batteries and doing the whole deal. Because if the grid, first of all, we pay an enormous amount of electrical electrical bill here in Southern California, the highest in the nation. And I'm tired of paying that every month. And we're being raped, literally raped over the coals because it's summer and we're in Tier 5 for doing the same kilowatts that we use all year round. But because I'm on a well, it generates a lot more electricity than the average household. So those two pumps are going to be, I'm going to get a solar and do it myself and get those off the grid, literally get them off the grid. So, if the grid does go down, I will have running water, which is fantastic.
Okay, and here's the other thing. You were talking about how communication capabilities as far as then and now, and where we have such a tremendous informational age we're in.
Yeah.
And here's something I'd like to run past you that I've often read in the Matthew 24, I think it's verse 27, whatever. It's in Matthew 24.
Sure.
And it all of a sudden it just jumped out of the page, and I realized we are very near the end of the world and Christ coming, where Christ says, he says this, because he was asked that question by the disciples, when would be the end and what would be the sign of your coming?
Right.
And he mentions the, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end shall come.
That's right.
So that gospel, do you think it's pretty much has gone out into all the world?
Well, that's a very legalistic point. Depends on who you talk to. I would be hard-pressed to find anyone who hasn't heard it on some level. But there are people that have not heard it. However, with satellite and everything else, and the Internet, all that's changing.
Yeah. So, all right. So then that prophecy is basically pretty much...
Getting close, Joe. Getting close. truth right now.
Joan, none of us can be absolutely certain, because God said, you know, Christ said that no man knoweth the time or the hour. Right. But you read the signs of the times, and boy, it's exciting. God bless.
You know,
thanks.
Mr. Camping has got hold
right there.
Dr. Stan.
The witness to all nations, and then the end shall come.
That's right.
So that gospel, do you think it pretty much has gone out into all the world?
Right.
Well, that's a very legalistic.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
Brings everything up to date about what's going on today, and he does an excellent, excellent job, covering this. It's very dramatic, very professionally done, and certainly something that you can copy and get out and help get the word out. It will get people's attention. And hopefully it will begin to point them towards our Lord. Now, then we, of course, want to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us to join the Radio Liberty family, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly if you would like to join the Radio Liberty family supporters and get our four best tapes or CDs of the month, along with our monthly newsletter. Why, it's is the mainstay of our ministry. So you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. That, of course, we hope you'll tell others about our program. If you have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, I recommend it. because it'll give you an overview of what's going on. If you can't afford the book, why you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Just scroll down there on the front page to videos. Go to the first video, and if you can stand to watch me talk for 2 hours, while we give the presentation from which the book actually came. I was contacted by a publisher who had seen the talk, and they said, we want to make a book out of it. And so that's how the book came about. Then, of course, we do hope you'll listen to my talk on the Forbidden Secret, my talk on the Dark Secret, and the syllabuses that go with both of them, going into the background of what's going on today. And the fact that there really are people in key positions in government who are on the other side, and they've simply joined the forces, the dark forces which rule the world. And you can tell this if you listen to their speeches, and of course we've reproduced the speeches, where they talk about certainly the things that are going on. You need to have this information. You need it documented. Let me suggest my video on the World Revolution, where I actually interview Ambassador Earl Smith, who is the ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution. And he will tell you the president, the State Department, the CIA, knew Fidel Castro was a communist, and they brought him to power anyway. And you say, well, that's sort of crazy talk. Why would they do? Well, that's because nothing as it appears to be. David Rockefeller's daughters are very good friends of Fidel Castro. If you doubt that, you need to get David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we have, and he tells you how his daughters go down to visit Fidel and how Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller. I've been to the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations. David Rockefeller is the honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, and they've invited Fidel Castro up several times to address the Council on Foreign Relations, as well as the dictators throughout the world. Why do we have troops stationed in 32 nations? Why we're keeping the dictators there in power? The other ones, why we keep them in power indirectly by loans, by all sorts of other means. But we can't let the American people know that. We funded communism since its inception. You need to see the video. The best enemies money could buy, my interview with Professor Anthony Sutton, formerly a fellow at Hoover Institute. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. We do hope that many of you will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, help us maintain our network across America. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
you're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place today. That is, if you don't want to be like everybody else, you don't want to think like everybody else. You want to know what's going on, and then you want to run your life accordingly. That's right. That's what we do here at the Power Hour. Thank you very much for joining us today, sharing your time with us, your world with us, and we'll share ours with you. It seems like we've got this family here. We have this group of people that all seem to, quote, understand and get it. And, you know, it's a shame we can't get together in a building, in a room, in a stadium, in a whatever, and just feel good about the fact that there are people that understand, so that you don't have to go to that family reunion and be the only one that talks about TSA and the groping, or that talks about the fact that half the country is flooding and nobody seems to be concerned. Because when you say, well, you know, there's two nuclear power plants that are almost underwater, they go, you are so crazy. Where do you get this stuff? I mean, it's us. We that look like we're crazy. Well, that's okay. That's okay. We can take it. We're strong. And we understand. But that's what we're called on to do. To be the messenger. And that's okay. I don't mind. You just kind of go about your business and you just kind of just say, that's all right. Because you know what? I've learned this statement. Others have the right to be wrong. Other people have the right to be wrong. Now, you could take that statement and put it into your spouse, your mother, your father, your whatever. Other people have the right to be wrong. And that's okay. They have the right to be wrong. And I move on. And my favorite word is next. That's right. If they don't want to talk to me, if they don't want to hear what I have to say, next. Move right on down the line, because there are enough people that understand that certainly make it worthwhile. Well, we have got, of course, another one of those stupidest stories you can ever imagine coming out in the news. Where do they dream?